and gentlemen, that's a classic Prince right there. You know, 2012, Can I Play a Play is in the building. Your boy Pretty Tony coming to you as always, you know. And before I go any further, bringing my esteemed colleague, Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love. Holla at him, man.
What's up, what's up? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. First show of 2012. So hopefully we got something to put on your eardrums and your brain pan and all that to help kick this new year off on the right foot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We want to thank everybody who rolled with us throughout last year, showed us love, everybody that supported the Playology movement, you know. We're still growing. Still got a lot of work to do, but we're still growing. We're still showing. And hopefully every week on the show we'll keep you entertained. And we love having you, you know. Today's show, how do you define game? Man, a lot of people like to throw that word out about, I got game. The game. The game this, the game that. Some people say the game is good. Some people say the game is bad. Some people say when you play the game, you're messing with people's hearts. But what is game? I'm going to read you a quick little quote from the book, Player, Step Your Game Up. Right here it says, a fool sees and hears what they want to, not what they're being told. Quit talking and listen. Sometimes a person next to you will tell you who they are. Out in the streets, you must have game, and in your personal life, it's no different. You've got to have some measure of game to maintain. That's a quick little quote from Player Step Your Game Up right there. And I want my listeners to chime in. What exactly is game? I'm going to start off, you know, with my own little personal perspective on it. A lot of times when you hear me use the word game, it goes far beyond just the whole emotional relationship aspect. Life in itself is a game that you got to understand how to play. You got to know the rules. You got to know the pros and the cons, especially, as I said before, in your personal life, you got to be figuring out what's going on. You got to figure out what applies to you and what doesn't. If you don't have no game, I don't feel you can get ahead and nowhere in this life, you know, especially in a relationship, especially if you're trying to present yourself and have somebody buy into what you're selling. Because if you can't present the product, if you can't pitch the product ain't going nowhere. And no matter how you look at it, when you're presenting yourself to somebody, you're presenting your product. You should put your best foot forward, and that's why you've got to have some game. That's just my little personal opinion from your boy, Pretty Tone. K. Dizzle, what's your feeling on this whole thing about game, brother?
I don't know. I guess it kind of encompasses everything that you said. You know, everybody should have a certain amount of game. I guess people classify it and call it different things. I know some people say, I guess what's a new term is swag, when you incorporate it all of it into one in your presentation, salesmanship. I don't know. It all comes from confidence, you know, but I guess it comes coming to a lot of different things, man. I mean, a game is how you apply yourself for whatever it is that you're trying to achieve.
You know, a couple weeks ago,
still amazing. Still amazing to me, though, sometimes how much people really don't know that they don't know.
Whoa, you see, that's one of them simple but prolific statements I've been telling you about, brother. Now, what in the hell does you don't know what you don't? What did you just say?
It's amazing how much to see that people don't know how much they don't know. Even though they see things, they're still consciously asleep.
Boy, sometimes just when I think you were asleep at the steering wheel, you show your deep philosophical side, brother. Please elaborate on that wonderful statement, sir.
But we see it all the time, man. We see it all the time, and I'm sticking to the subject of the show. I mean, we see guys that are successful. We see women that are successful and whatever they give and feel is. So basically, their pattern is their model. Their pattern is our model. If we want to at least partially achieve what they achieve, or if we want to emulate some things that they're doing, if we're using game as far as accomplishing a goal. But how many of us cannot even copy, which is the easiest thing to do because that's not being a trailblazer. You're just going behind somebody else's footsteps, stepping in their left foot, stepping in their right foot, walking the walk, stepping the steps that they've already done. But how many people can't do that? And to me, that should be the easiest thing that it is to do.
Why you got to be using big words? Suppose I don't know what emulate means, brother. Suppose I don't know what emulate means.
Well, I mean, you know, people call it a copycat, but you see, that's widely accepted, you know, in our culture, you know, in our society, you know, because if you're not like somebody else, you're not accepted. And if you're too much like somebody, you're not accepted. So, golly, that is kind of confusing. So, but you do got to be. Man.
Well, hold on. Like, we got somebody else trying to join the conversation here. 111, welcome to the show. You're on live with us.
Happy emulation, everybody.
Yeah, see?
Happy New Year, guys.
There goes the neighborhood. There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah. See? How many people in the world want to be a nonconformist like Joe?
Everybody wants to, but nobody has the guts to.
Well, I guess if you call it guts and balls in the same sentence, I guess you're right.
Yeah, well, I want to keep it a family show, but wait till 10 o'clock.
Joe, my brother, Happy New Year to you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's going on?
Nothing. I like the topic because you've had this topic a number of times, and I've been on it once, and I missed a couple of the others. And Diddy was defining game as being anything that, I guess, what your goals are, if you're achieving it, if you're proficient in something, that's going to be game. But I think, Tony,
I think you left out a little part. I think it's all it goes into your presentation, your packaging, all of that.
I just got here, Diddy. Give me a break.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want you to say the wrong thing that I said. Now I'm just getting it correct.
I would have said it if I heard all that, but Jesus, where's Joy when you need it?
Oh, I love how the New Year is getting started. So, Joy, let's hear what you got to say, brother. What is your take on having games, sir?
Well, when it comes to relationships, a lot of people think, well, I got to have game. I got to have a good rap. I got to be somebody that's going to try to impress the chicks by presenting myself, packaging myself in a way that isn't exactly authentic. I say, if you want to do that, if you're a kid, if you want to do that, I think as you get older, you realize it's not even worth the effort. Because the women that you're going to get and the amount of effort that you're going to put into trying to keep up the appearances isn't worth it. So I think to define game has to do, in my opinion, by becoming more authentic. In other words, get rid of your deficiencies so that you can actually present yourself the way that you want to be as opposed to the way that you think that you should be. You are actually that person as opposed to presenting yourself as a facsimile.
I was just going to say, Joe, why does game always have to be related with being deceitful, sly, slick, and wicked? Why can't it just be a simple, fundamental, individual's way of approaching a situation? Just like you said, mm-hmm. Some people say that keeping it real and being honest, that might be that person's game or the way they want to classify their game.
Well, yeah, you're right. It shouldn't have to be anything but authentic, but a lot of people are afraid of being themselves, and I don't blame them. Because, again, if you're going after, let's say, the pretty chick at the bar, okay? Now, we all know this. I'm going to bring it up. Women are very materialistic. I only knew a few people who actually had a good rap and can get by on the rap. You have to get by on the car, the status, the money. The status in general. Women are not interested in you as a person.
Let me tell you quickly about an experience I had, man, because I asked this chick one time in a strip club. Matter of fact, I did several times, to be honest with you, because I was doing a little survey,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them, what could I say to you that no man has ever said to you before. And she looked me straight in my eyes and said, nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
So from that point on, my game was to come up with something that nobody ever said. So I would come up with the most outlandish shit comment about anything. And that
first
worked.
Of all,
I guess that was my game.
Hold on. First
worked.
Of all, I want to go back to your comment.
No, we moved on now. No, we moved on now because you are not throwing me under the bus today already. So go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Now, I'm waiting for Tony. This is his show and
no,
your
no.
show. I'm not saying a thing.
No, we already know. We already know where he's trying to go with this.
What are you going to say for me, brother?
What
are you going to say for me?
I got the same
question
too, but, you know. In the strip club, you don't deserve it.
All right.
Yeah. I am not hearing you.
So now I'm being censored, sir, because I want to ask a question. I'm doing research you were conducting, sir.
Yeah. I'm doing research for my university in a strip club.
Exactly. Exactly.
Professor, did you want to hear about my experiment?
Oh, my God.
I was doing rehearse for Players University.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to stop.
Yeah, I always do
one more question. I can't help myself. One more question. Was the research concluded, sir? Did it come to an end with validation?
Yes, it did. And the conclusion to that was, if there's nothing that you could say that they have not heard before, then your mission would be to say something that they have not heard before. So that means there's no scripted anything. The most outlandish thing that you can come up with would be a means for conversation if that's your agenda.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I just want to let people know that when I used to go to the library, I always used to take a right turn and go to the strip club right afterwards because that's where I did the best research ever.
It was,
I always saw my librarian
social.
There, too.
Hold on. It was a study in social anthropology, sir.
You got that right.
They were going to school.
Okay, so
I got a PhD in striptology.
Hey, PhD in striptology.
Yeah,
on a serious note, you can conduct research in a strip club pertaining to male and female relations and how we relate to each other, because some people,
no doubt,
some men, that's the only place they're comfortable with women. For some reason, that's the only place. I know this for a fact. Piggybacking onto what Kay Diddy said, there's some men I know who they prefer to date strippers, and that's one of those places once again where every known form of game has been run by men, and that is one of those places. Like Kay Diddy said, well, you just come up with the most outlandish things to say. And in that atmosphere, having game, is it a bad or a good thing? Because I view game like this, personally. I don't view game as a bad thing unless you use it for deceitful natures. If you use game in its truest form, which is basically just being a conversationalist, somebody who can engage a conversation, keep a conversation and engage the opposite sex and bring them into the frame that you're trying to sell, the picture that you're trying to sell. Now, that picture, truthfully, should be your true self. That would be the purest form of having game, but we know that does not happen all the time. But if you're not a conversationalist, because you can be the most brilliant man or woman in the world, and if you don't have no game, if you can't maintain the conversation, if I can't present my thoughts to you and get it out of my head, how are you going to be able to relate to me? And in that context, having game would not be, not having game is not a good thing. You've got to have game. That's how I look at it. Because you've got to sell the person any way you want to look at this life, whether it's in a working relationship, intimate relationship, a partnership. We have got to have enough game with each other where we can sit down and be like, this is what's happening. This is how we're going to do this, and this is how we need to do this. But it's when the deceitful nature of it comes along. Because as I write in my book, being a real player, you don't need to play with people's minds. You present yourself from who and what you are. Like, look, baby, I'm not husband material. I'm just out here doing me. If you want to jump on board the Tonyville train, you're more than welcome to roll. If not, it was a pleasure meeting you. That's how a real player does it. You don't need to play mind games, and you don't need to manipulate nobody, and you don't need to be deceitful. You should be enticing enough that the person wants to come on board your train and ride that ride with you. That's what having game is all about.
Yeah, and that was the subject and the topic, the foundation of your previous shows. Yeah. And I like the way that you're loyal to K. Diddy. You just turn the conversation away from the strip club.
Joe, I do have a number. I do have a number on Joy now. Nobody said we could not get in contact with
him. I'm shutting up.
I do have a number on
right
Joy.
Right now, I'm shutting up. I'm quiet.
Thank you.
Oh, no Joy. No Joy. No. Okay, I'm done.
No. I don't want K. Diddy to feel like I'm throwing him under the bus, Joe, because that's the first thing he got to holler in at. Don't throw him under the bus. Don't throw him under the bus.
Mm.
So I did steer the conversation away from the strip club. I'm comfortable talking about the
strip club. You know what? Let me tell you something. You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like, you know, when a person is a bad person and they go get their record sealed. And then they go apply for a job, and they come into somebody like me, and I find out their record is sealed. The fact that their record is sealed does not help them any. It just makes me wonder what their record is sealed for. So the fact that y'all keep talking about this shit makes somebody really want to know what you guys are talking about. So just stop talking about it.
Well, if everybody wants to know, why should we stop talking about it?
See?
On the road today, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody just tuning into the show, welcome.
See,
glad to have you.
That's why hitmen stay employed, just like that.
All my folks on Twitter, I see you. I put the question out there, is having game a bad thing? Or is having game being deceitful? Hit me back on Twitter. Y'all know how we do.
One more question, Tony, or is it just a way of life?
No, that's a way of life. Yeah.
It's definitely a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a couple weeks ago, a friend of mine said to me that some research was done that said people who are attractive, if they know how to apply, tend to make more progress than a less attractive person if they have their game tight. And at first when she said it, I was kind of taken aback, quite frankly. I found the whole concept to be a little offensive, truthfully, but at the end of the day, it was the truth. It is what it is. You know, a less attractive person stepping forth, and if you're less attractive and you don't have no game, the person who's attractive and has some game is going to get ahead.
Actually, I mean, I've seen some studies on that. I mean, it's not just in the social arena either. I mean, it's natural that we want, you know, good-looking girls, they want good-looking guys. But in the job arena, too, yeah. If you notice the politicians, if you notice heads of state, CEOs, generally the taller than average, they're huskier than average until they get older. Then they, you know, then they look like crap. But people gravitate towards men and women who are more attractive than the norm. And they'll actually accept their philosophies, okay, at first blush, a lot more readily than they'll take an authentic message. I'm not, and I'm getting away again from the social arena. That's just the way people are.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. This is all encompassed under the same umbrella, though, even though we've kind of moved over. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, it's the game. I mean, look, you can be 6'2", very good-looking model type. You can be, well, you can't be dumber than, you know, than crap. But if you're average intelligence, people will think of you as being a little bit more than average intelligence, even though you can say the exact same thing as somebody who looks, you know, who's frumpy, right? Somebody who's short, somebody a little fat, or a woman who's not exactly, you know, very attractive. They will take the good-looking person's word and message over the average person. Studies have been done on that. I've seen them. I haven't seen
that,
the details.
Well, does that mean it's because they had enough game or enough common sense to go take a bath, clean up themselves, get a haircut, get a shave, iron their clothes?
No.
So when they approach this situation, instead of them saying it like they come from East Side of Hoboken someplace, they sound like they came out of Oxford.
No, that's different than that. Yeah, a person does have to, you know, be clean, have the creased trousers, a good suit and everything. But everything else being equal, if the man or the woman is above average in looks, that person's going to be the lightning rod. People are going to gravitate towards him or her. And that's without game. You have to have game to combat the natural, I guess it's natural for human beings just to take a look at those people and say, well, they've got it. No, they don't have it.
I think game and common sense kind of ride in the same car together.
Depends on how it's being applied, Tate, because once again, we're talking about having game in the truest sense of the word, because even with common sense, the common sense aspect of it, if you're using game on the deceitful practices, you're going to have to engage in the deceit from beginning to end. Now, that's not common sense, because keeping up deceit wears on you.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, there's going to be a cracking.
But don't you think sense is a foundation? Don't you think common sense is applied before you even try to elicit any game? How you know what your approach is going to be? How do you know to even begin to go after a situation until you apply your common sense? I mean, where does that come from?
Let me ask you a question, Diddy, before you answer, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy,
I'm listening.
Seriously, how many people do you know, since you're in your 60s now, that you can count on, let's say, two hands, from your experiences growing up in school, jobs, social life? How many people actually have an abundance of common sense?
An abundance of it.
Yeah. Not just every once in a while where it leaks out of their brain, but an abundance of it.
I don't know a whole... Well, I know a few that have abundance of it, but those usually be the achievers. Those are the ones that usually look before they leap.
Right.
You know, those
so.
Are the ones that usually read the directions before they start trying to assemble something. So I know a few. I'm not going to say they're the majority. No,
there
I would not
go.
Say that.
There you go. So if the majority, and I say the vast majority of people are just plain stupid, then if they're that stupid, and, you know, according to me,
saying just what I said earlier in the show when I was talking to Tony, and I said that people, you would be surprised at how many people that don't know what they don't know.
No, yeah. Really, and then you try to inform them about what they don't know, what they should know, and they resist.
Exactly, because the more they understand the fact that they don't know, then the machismo or the ignorance kick in.
Oh, yeah.
Now they
oh,
don't
yeah.
want you to know that they don't know, and because they should know,
that's
but you already
right.
know.
Yeah,
you
right.
already
they,
know they don't know.
Yeah, once you inform them they don't know, I should have known that. Oh, my God, I'm not perfect, and I don't want you to know I'm not perfect. you can get in. You know how many, not fights, but how many potential enemies I have on this planet? You know how you can do that? All you have to do is ask somebody why. Why do you think that way? And automatically you got an enemy.
Yeah. Well, that's where the haterism start too, because all of a sudden you're a smart ass and you think you know every damn thing.
Yeah, but without being a smart ass.
There you go. Yeah. It definitely falls into that context once again, once you start coming down that avenue. And Joe, I completely agree with you, because, you know, I have a favorite statement. I ask people to what avail. And they'd be like, Tony, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, you'll figure it out. You know what I mean? What's the purpose of it? What's the reason behind it?
Right.
There's something that, you know, and just that question can set off a whole series of conversations, you know, coming back to, you know, you think you just know. But you see, most of us don't engage in thought process.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Diddy said it very well, because that was the next point I was going to make. A lot of times, you know, when you're like, yo, let me tell you something, machismo, don't tell me nothing, man. You don't know nothing, man. And the ignorance goes, or if it's a female, oh, you talking down to me. No, I'm just trying to open your brain waves up, to expand it out a little bit. Because the first part of having game, also real-ish, to be perfectly honest with you, the first part of having game is to understand that you don't know it all. That keeps you on your toes, because you're constantly thinking. But anybody who's going to check the archives out, or anybody listening to the show on the internet, write this down. The first part of having game is to know that you don't know it all. That keeps you on your toes, because since you admit to yourself you don't know it all, that opens you up to think more, process more, observe more, analyze more. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
That is the first golden rule of having game. Put that out there. Know to quote it. As my good friend TNA would say, let me make sure I give her credit for her statement. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Glad to have everybody on the show tuning in to the first show of 2012. We're trying to start it off right, you know. We're trying to keep it pushing. Want to make sure we thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovements.com. Check them out. Music, movies, books, you name it. Good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com got it going on. We on the show. We are, as usual, the ever controversial Joe from Montana, the man who really has wrapped himself in mystery. Nobody knows nothing about Joe. And that's a good way to be. That adds to his mystique.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the man himself, K. Diddy Esquire, and let me go on and say this right, the elixir of love, is on the phone, of course.
Yeah.
Truly. Your boy Pretty Tone. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Stick and stay with us for a moment. For real.
Tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy. Let's go.
Yo, yeah. It's fine, Tickle. You know, I've been doing my thing, doing the same things, you know what I'm saying, all kind of things. Then you got my brother Big Pooh. Doing this thing, dirty, pretty things, whole bunch of things. We gonna do this thing one last time, man. Little brother. Hey, yo, automatic,
systematic. Me and my again at it. Last go round for the pound, get your Instamatic. With all the pictures at it, we put our stamp on it. Not being Cameron-ish, I mean diplomatic. I say what I feel till I ain't gotta say no more. I dedicate this to the A&Rs that said LB is in the game, but they ain't playing ball. And all the turncoats, again, you forgot what we was playing for. So you can call this the denouement. It's a removal of a fixture, a complicated picture, and not even Clarissa could explain it all. You're mad with me, tough ticket, it's a training brawl. This is the marathon I have been training for ever since me and Big Pooh was getting rental cars. Ever since Christ is banging out on the ASR, never leave the game, just change the way I play the cards. Hey yo, who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this. This is it, the last monologue, last act in the play. You can say the epilogue, new book to begin, dear friends. You can always press rewind and relive it again. Listening in 03, make the people take notice. Shout to Benny B, even though this was bogus. Caught around the world, came home, new deal. Chitlin' circuit out, thank cops for the meal. Mystery show here, looking for mass appeal. Guess they wasn't ready for the real on the real. It did what it did, know them boys bounced back. Hit drawn with a car, gangsta grills got that. Boogie came through before Get Back dropped. Three became two, but the party ain't stopped. Before the curtain closed, before the music ends, had the time of my life, let me thank you again. LB, who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record chill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this, yeah. Shout out to all the fans who've been supporting us from day one. Big up to y'all. Shout out to all the brothers coming up in the game to continue the tradition of what we started, carrying the torch. Big up to my people, Tanya Morgan, J. Cole, J. Electronica, Pac Div, what up? Drake, Wale, let's ride.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. 2012 kind of player play coming through over the, I would say the airwaves, but you know the internet waves. Me and my man Kate Disley Squire, Joe from Montana, we chopping it up a little bit about, you know, we defining game. Is having game a good or a bad thing? Is it a necessary evil? You know, we're going back and forth about it. We're also discussing strip club theology, you know. We're discussing all things pertaining to life. That's what we do. This is a testosterone-driven show. So we say what most men want to say about their kids. So if you're beside your wife, girlfriend, and you can't really say nothing, just bob your head, we're going to say it for you. We got your back. Mentally, we're going to ESP each other. I feel you, brothers. I feel you out there. K-Dizzle.
Yay, yay.
All right, brother. We're still back in the show talking about common sense, games, and all the good things that we over there. I want to also make sure I give you mad love and all the things that our world movement has done last year. Looking forward to big things from you guys over there this year. And y'all definitely acting like y'all got some game over there, brother.
Yeah, boy, trying to put it down, trying to utilize all this technology, man. It's trying to keep an eye on the future, what's coming up, you know. I'm trying to be on the learning curve.
Right on,
the
brother.
Forefront.
Yes, indeed. And ever controversial Joe from Montana. What's 2012 bringing forth for you, my brother?
Yeah, I think it's going to ruin a lot of lives. Because, as you know, I'm into politics. And politics is tied to the hip with economics. And this year is going to be an extremely bad year. And I hope that people do research into economics. Because the banking crisis in Europe is going to take America down. You can watch for the onset of practically hyperinflation we'll be lucky if we don't have a devaluation of the dollar this year or next year. So I'm not looking for 2012 to be a good year, and I know people prepare themselves for the downfall, for a corrupt government bringing down the United States of America.
Now, for some of you good folks out there listening, we're wondering, what the hell does that have to do with games? Open your eyes and your ears and your mind up a little bit. That's what we're trying to tell you. Game go far beyond pussy and dick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because my man Joe is dropping some game on you. Too many of us sit on the sidelines and watch other idiots drive the bus, and we ain't paying attention to what direction the bus of our life, our children's and our grandchildren's life is. But this is, you see, we're opening up the scope of the word game. That's why we're talking about politics. That's a part of the game of life.
That's right.
All you folks out here, that's what we're talking about. You got to get common sense and some practical knowledge about what's going on around us that pertains to us, because every decision made up there on Capitol Hill and all them wonderful fancy places directly affect our lives on a daily, minutely, hourly basis. That's game for your asses.
That's right, and that's why it's essential to have game, because game means being successful. So that means knowing what the future is, knowing how to prepare for it, getting yourself together for it, finding out what the resources are, whether or not you want to pick up a girl, whether or not you're a girl want to pick up a guy, whether or not you're trying to get the American dream. Game is being successful. So that's why, one of the reasons why I brought up politics just a few seconds ago.
And also,
Joe, say that again, brother. Say that again. I couldn't have preached that gospel no better. Having game means being what, my brother?
Means being successful.
There it is. Hey, Diddy, you're about to say something, and I rudely cut you off, my brother. Please, by all means, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add that having knowledge is wonderful, but it's also more important to seek how to apply the knowledge. That's where the power is, applied knowledge.
And that is what probably one of the truest games of all, because a lot of people say knowledge is power. But as Diddy was just referring to, knowledge by itself is not power. You have to know how to apply it. He's absolutely right. I wish more people would get that.
Yup.
Oh, man. Y'all almost got it. I'm feeling real good right now. We got a positive flow going. My folks on Twitter and Facebook, I see you. Ladies, I'm waiting on y'all to jump on this one. But you see, how we messing y'all up is a lot of y'all that are listening thought we were just going to be on here talking about running game on y'all, because truth be told, and it's our fault. Before I say what I'm about to say, and that's one of my goals this year, is this is a testosterone-driven show. But we're not going to be on no, you know, Howard Stern.
I'll jump on the hand grenade for you. I ain't got no problem. You know that women knew who was running game before we even knew how to spell it, because their mama was telling them to go out and get your man with a good job and get so he could take care of you. They wasn't telling them to go out and get no education so they can bring something to the table. See, I jumped on it for you.
Oh, you did it before I did.
Thank you, my brother. I told you I was going to jump on it for you.
Oh, for God's sake.
But, you know, we're going to be real about it. You know, having game is a necessary evil, and, you know, the sun don't rise and set on y'all. But sometimes we talk about having game, it really don't have to do with skirt chasing. You know, so y'all thought we were just going to be on here talking about, yeah, and I had to run game on her. I had to sell her a dream because I was trying to get in them drawers. No.
Man, that fool just went and got a good job and was kicking down like a slot machine.
That's right. You get the job. You don't have. Right. Now, look, how many times do you hear people talking about their colleges? Not very often, but how many times do you hear people talking about, well, I went to Harvard, I went to Princeton, I went to Yale. How many people talk about, I went to Schlock University? They don't say that. Why? Because it gets the chicks. It gets them in the door. That's why. That's the game. People have a good rap. Like I said, I know a few people have a good rap and get by. I mean, if you have a good rap, you can actually get laid. But what Tony's talking about, what Diddy's talking about, what I'm talking about is that the game of life is that if you want to be successful picking up your right partner, successful getting your American dream, successful getting your job, learn how to be authentic. Learn how to actually develop the talents that it takes for you to be who you want to be, to get where you want to go.
Yes, sir. That is the gospel of it all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, what are those little things? Hey, Joe, what are them things in the desert be turning, changing colors?
That's a mirage.
No, not a mirage. I mean, it's a lizard that changes colors.
Oh, the chameleon?
Colors.
Yeah.
Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
Chameleon. Sometimes even having game will cause you being having some chameleon in you.
Well, if you got to change, you got to change. And
you
fact,
have to adapt.
Yeah.
You have to adapt and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of having game, having tact, having the ability to foresee a situation, plan, and conduct yourself accordingly. Once you acquire the knowledge, again, you have to know how to apply that knowledge that you acquired.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, because libraries have knowledge. But libraries aren't doing anything until you go inside the library, get the book, read it, or the internet, and apply it. Absolutely right, Diddy. I'm with you 100%. Where's Joy?
Quips are us, 2265.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Please. I don't want her to know about me. Yeah, I don't want to know. Not that I dislike her, it's just that her estrogen and my testosterone, sometimes we collided.
Well,
absolutely. So, you know, we're down to the last 13 minutes of the show. Got the New Year off to a good start. We got the show up and running. We're going to turn up the throttle this year because I try to do this because a lot of times people who have a talk show or a blog talk show, a good friend of mine was also reminding me a lot of time as you're climbing your way to the top, you have to remember the people who get you where you need to be. And I never want to forget every person who took time out of their life to listen to this show, a show that two brothers sat up over a salad and concocted a few years ago. And at first, we were like, well, we don't know what's going to happen. But the show, the tens of thousands, is no exaggeration now, of people who have taken time to listen to us, and I want to make sure you get something from us, because I say it every week. We appreciate and love y'all, because this is as much therapy for y'all as it is for us. We come here and we try to talk about real issues affecting, you know, all of us. Hell, sometimes even some of the topics are personal on this damn show. We ain't got a front, but it's life. We try to make sure we encompass loads of life on this show, Can It Play a Play.
And I hope the girls do take a look at this and listen to this as therapy, because all you chicks need it. So listen to the show.
Oh, I
learn.
See. And make sure y'all know Joe said that, ladies. It ain't your boy.
Hey, Joe, you left out a part. With their built-in sense of entitlement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
God.
Y'all really pushing the threshold.
That's
early
right.
In the new year. Wow.
That's right. New year chicks, my butt. Look, all you chicks out there with a sense of entitlement, you better learn some game yourself. Just because, you know, you put the goop on your face doesn't mean you're a princess, okay?
That's right. That's right. Because I'm the best looking person I know.
Especially the strip club.
They're going hard. The testosterone has definitely been turned up a notch. Can I play a play? Hey, wow. Don't go nowhere. Shout out to Gorilla Life. Want to make sure we acknowledge and give them mad love. Holla.
Gorilla Life, the world's first good feeling, great tasting, and great for you drink. Made from chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is an incredible source of antioxidants. Chlorophyll is a substance in plants that allows them to absorb life-giving energy from the sun. And we put that life in a bottle. With all natural ingredients, no additives or preservatives, 2 carbs, 15 calories, and no sugar, it's a great-tasting drink for everyone. Gorilla Life.
Welcome back to the show. We're on the chime. Big shout out to the good folks over there at Grab Your Life who believed enough in Pretty Tony and Kate Dizzle to sign up as a sponsor for the show. Also, www.worldmovement.com. Shout out to my sponsors. I got to make sure I big y'all up because y'all keep the, you know, the bloodline of the show flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last couple minutes of the show, and Kay Diddy and Joe have been on a roll. They have taken my new concept of the testosterone-driven show, and they have gone full throttle already. About sense of entitlement and putting the goop on your face.
There you go.
But we ain't going to shy away. It's what we do. We just speak in our mind. That's what we're entitled to. Hey, Joe, which one of them good old amendments protects our right to free speech against us?
That's number one. Bill of
there
Rights.
There you go, sir.
There you go. First Amendment. And besides which, you were getting Twitter messages from women who were probably disappointed in the political and the real game aspect of the show. So I thought I'd direct it down to your level, chickies.
And I want to know for next week, they got this product that they came up for women called makeup. I want somebody to call us back and tell us why they called it that.
I like that. I like to
Joe,
hear it myself.
I'm a ride with that. That's going to be next week's show.
Oh, yeah.
Who is really deceiving who?
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the affairs of men and women. Because when they mask behind the makeup and the push-up bra and the padded ass sheets and stuff, who deceiving who? Oh, yeah. That's next week's show for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And women, please
going
call
hard
in.
Next week.
I'll even keep my mouth shut if you call in. I'll let Tony and Diddy take up the slack for my rudeness, okay, and my lewdness.
Is
and
that
my
possible?
Rudeness.
Is that possible?
Probably not.
Is that even possible?
Probably not. I'm well known for being rude, crude, and lewd, but, I mean, you know, for the sake of the show, I'll shut up so women can call in, and I'll bite my tongue, but if that's, you know. That's the way
it
is.
No, I told you, the testosterone has been kicked up a notch, bro. We're just going to keep it rolling.
That's right. You know? Come on, estrogen. Bring it on down, you estrogen-filled, goopy makeup, push-up bra.
K. Diddy and Joe, I'm going to try, gentlemen, to be the voice of reason on this show. But what I'm not going to do this year is be making apologies for you two gentlemen. I will just try to be the voice of reason.
I'm not apologizing.
Why you guys state.
F them chickies. I'm not apologizing. I'm real. This isn't game. Why do you chicks wear makeup? I can't live without makeup. Yeah, so you roar like a lion. Yeah, I'm free and independent. I'm strong. Yeah, but I can't live without makeup.
It was originally made for ugly people that need to be made up.
Oh, yeah. I like the
y'all are just wrong. Y'all so wrong. Y'all are so wrong. It don't even make no sense, but it is what it is.
It do make sense. Why do you think, listen, you see these chicks, man, they got bumps and stuff on their face. Then they go get makeup and cover up the bumps. But then the more makeup they put on, the more bumps and shit they get on their face. So why they do that? Explain that.
I have no answer for that, sir. What I am going to do is say I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Join us next week where we're going to further do an in-depth analysis of who is really engaged in deception when it comes to the affairs of men and women. Join us next week on the show, Can a Player Play? Hopefully Joe from Montana will be calling in. And, of course, K. Diddy is always riding shotgun. And I'm going to ride out
with my makeup. I think it's the makeup, dude. I think it's the makeup.
yeah,
I'm going to ride out, and this song sums up how I feel about y'all. We ain't got number love for y'all, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ride with us, y'all. Don't forget the books. Playology, play a step the gamut, and who is she and what is she to you?
Thank you very much for coming out this evening. Thank you. You're fucked too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you. Please hold your applause, for I just applied logic.
up, face keep popping up on the tube. I'm just watching Pacquiao box him up. How would I know HBO would get a shot of us? Sitting so close that we almost got snot on us. Please don't bow in my presence, how am I a legend? I just got 10 number one albums, maybe now 11. More hits than an hour 11. That is no reason to treat me like I'm somehow from out of heaven. Heaven knows that I made my mistakes. That God, what a guy, as I saved my grace. Who would have thought by making birds migrate? For the winter, I'll be fly all summer, might I say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine.
Hold me, baby.
We are really high tonight. We tipped the waiter $100 to keep the ice cold, right? We the last ones to keep the wise guys cold alive. If I can't live by my word, then I'd much rather die. No, no, don't thank me, it's just how my suit is stitched. I'm cut from a different cloth, I'm just who the shoe fits. Put a color for money like a Tom Cruise slips. If I put eight balls in corners without using pool sticks. Beautiful music when champagne flutes click, eh. Beautiful women sipping through rouge lips, eh. Danger approaches, we're like, wait, who's this? Let us save you some trouble, son, what size suit you in? This way, after the Ruger shoots through a few clips, you can lay in your casket just as you did. We appreciate the target practices. We'll be sure to send flower baskets, kid. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. Not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mine. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. I was gonna do it with the flow, but they did it with the cell. I was gonna 9-11 them, but they didn't need the help. And they did a good job, them boys are talented as hell. Not only did they brick, they put a building up as well. They ran a plane into that building, and when that building fell, ran to the crash site with no masks and in hell. Toxins deep inside their lungs until both of them was fell. Blew a cloud out like an L into a jar and took a smell. They heard the secondhand smoke kills. Niggas thought they was ill, found out they was ill. And it's like you know exactly how I wanted you to fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine. Really high, really, really high. No, really, really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. Love you, Lefty. Just the wife tonight for me.
Yes, indeed. Couldn't have said it better myself. My man Jay-Z wrote us out. Your boy Pretty Tony down to the last minute and a half of the Can a Player Play. I saw one more person put their hands up. 702, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what it do? How you doing? Can a Player Play? This is your man J.R. Carly out of Las Vegas, giving love to the brothers. Making sure everything is what it's supposed to be. So what's going on with you, Pretty Tony? And brother,
man,
love.
Blessed to hear your voice, brother.
And my brother, KDD, doing it. So, man, 2012, man, I know y'all doing it like it should be done on the, what is it, 7th, 8th day of the new year. What's going down?
Oh, man, ain't too much. We're down to the last minute of the show, JR. But we're glad to hear from you. I want to make sure we give mad love to that movement you got going over there for the Silver Cell Foundation and all that. We're going to have you on as a guest real soon so we can chop it up a little bit to see how we can help further spread the message. But we're down to the last 30 seconds of the show, so we're going to get in touch with you and hook something up. But we're glad
you joined us, brother. We'll holler at you on a personal tip, bro.
All right, baby. Y'all keep it going, man. You know, I'm always tuning in, man. And I want everybody to stay locked to this show. Can a Players Play It? It's always a good format and wonderful discussion. So, once again, man, y'all keep doing what you're doing, for real.
Appreciate your time, brother. Appreciate the love. We out, folks. Join us next week. Same bat channel. Can a Player Play? 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we out.